This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Chadwick. More now on the election in Iraq. Earlier, I spoke with one of seven Iraqi electoral commissioners who've been overseeing the national elections. He's Safwat Rashid. By phone from Baghdad, he said it's not yet known how many people voted, but he confirmed that overall there were a lot more people at the polls than expected.
Naturally, that's our feeling also. It was more than we expected. In some areas, around 90% of the people voted in Kurdistan and in the cities south of Iraq, and even in some other places like Mosul and Fallujah, the turnout was very good, and also in cities like Sadr and other places.
You mentioned Sadr City. This is the poor suburb of Baghdad. It's right there in Baghdad. This was a site of tremendous unrest last summer, fighting against the American occupation, and now everyone turns out to vote. Can you explain that?
Well, it seems that the majority of the people, even then, were peaceful people, but, you know, if only a handful of people wanting to make some violence or killings, and they can't terrorize the whole quarter. But even as we hear from our people there, somewhere there were even shooting, but during the shooting, the queues was going on and the voting was going as usual.
I read in some news reports today quotations from American reporters who were talking to Iraqi officials, and I was struck by the feeling of pride and accomplishment that I saw in their words. We did this. We did this. Iraq did this.
Actually, it is a collective effort. We think that the most important part was played by the voters themselves, when they decided to turn out, even in those places which was so-called unsafe or plagued with terrorism. Second, people who should be congratulated are our people in the field, the people who work in every remote village, every small town, facing tremendous task and facing political parties' pressure and also threatening their lives. And as you know, we have lost quite a number of our own staff whom were assassinated by the terrorists. And after that, we have to remember that the government providing the security, the police, the National Guard, and also the parties themselves who were partner and a part of the process itself, their discipline and their participation in the whole process. So I call it a collective effort, and every Iraqi should be proud of it.
Do you think Iraq looks a little different to the world today?
Yes, I think so. It is for the world and even inside. This was a very important landmark. And from now on, there is a track, a visible, clear track, which is much easier to follow. Before the election, there were a lot of other options, alternatives, which nobody knows where it those will lead, but now we are on the track. We are like a locomotive which started and wouldn't stop until reaching the last destination.
Which is a free and democratic Iraq that actually can govern
itself. Exactly.
Iraqi Electoral Commissioner Safwat Rashid. Commissioner Rashid, thank you for speaking with us again on Day to Day.
Thank you very much for you.